Yeah, come in. So, Barrett, Barrett Dalid, in Yud Zayin said that a person is not supposed to go by the first gut reaction, because in your first gut reaction to something, without cheshbening it out and without really working it through, it could be that it's all coming tainted from the gears. It's not coming with the right perspective. So in the bottom of Evan Shlema, he brings this out from this week's parsha. So it's always good when the parsha comes out. And it's a well-known concept, but he brings it out very simply. That it says that the Lashon of Chazal is that woe is to us, we should be afraid of the Yom Adin Anoiro and Shammai. Because the Gemara brings a mashal. Yosef, Katon Shal Shvatim Haya. Yosef was was the lowest of the Shvatim. Yet, Lo Yachlo Ochiv Lamay B'Techachtoy. When he revealed himself to his brothers, they could not stand in front of him. When he gives you teichacha, for sure you're not going to be able to stand. So what's the kavachayman? And what is the teichacha? You don't find in the psukim that Yosef gave teichacha to his brothers. And what is the words of the Chazal when it says, what's lefi mashehu? So he says on the bottom, which is well known, the Beis Halevi basically says this, which is that everyone knows the brothers were not Rishonim. The brothers, Shiftei Kah, were the biggest tzaddikim. Teretz, so how did they do what they did? Obviously, they had a cheshbon. What was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was, you know, that Yosef was a roidef. And they made all sorts of calculations. The bottom line is that Yosef now reveals himself to the brothers. What just happened now, after Yosef reveals himself to the brother? He proved that he wasn't Roydef, because if he wanted to kill them, he could have killed them. He had them in the palm of his hand. Could have killed them. So what just happened? That's the greatest teichacha you can give someone, is that everything that you thought and all your stuff that you came up with was just sheker chazav. It was just your personal negias. All it was your personal agenda. There was no truth to what you're saying. And therefore, he gave them a mori to teichacha by saying, "Ani Yosef, I'm right here. I could have killed you, and I didn't." So therefore, you guys say, "Kosh kavachomer kadosh baruch hu." He's going to be able to tell all of our cheshbonos that we had to do certain things and say, my God, this is really a cheshbon to steer me name bay. So that's the terchacha. So again, it's this concept where a person, and that's what it means, he gives the musar kifi mashahu, right? What's a good example of this? You know, a person says, I don't know. I'm not going to do a certain chesed because I'm very careful with tznius and I don't want to get involved in that place. It's going to stare my tznius. Then all of a sudden, the next day, you see the guy in going out to lunch, a lunch meeting to a place that's a lot worse. So now not only do you have a taina, why are you in this place? Now we're megagal and say, now that not only is a taina on you that you're in this place now, it's a time in you now, then why didn't you go to the other place to do the chesed? Because now your excuse is gone. So when you are a steer minei bay, then that's, according to the going, that's what means din v'cheshbon. We give you a din and a cheshbon. The din is what you did. The cheshbon is based on what you did. All your excuses are done also. So now we have to give megalgal love all the things that you could have done, but you have an excuse not to do. Right, so that's a very important point. A person has to stay consistent There can't be inconsistencies in life. Because when this person is inconsistent, then his excuses don't stand up to, you know, to par. Okay, let's go weiter. Perk Dalid, Ois, your test. Yeah. Lachnia Yetzahara, he says here that there's two types of Yetzaharas. The Yetzahara Hachitzaini, exterior, and then there's Yetzahara Pnini. So the Yetzahara Hachitzaini is the distractions, is the pulling the person to things outside himself. And the Yetzahara Pnini is when a person desires something or wants it from himself. So the Goyim says each one you have to attack differently. In order to attack the exterior Yetzahara, you've got to distance yourself from being around people that are into Taivus. Because they give people bad ideas. Right? You know, it's a person's whole concept of what's important and values can be totally swayed by his surroundings. Right? So that's not good. So when a person's values are in check, you know, what am I doing? Why am I running after all these things? Why am I trying to get X, Y, and Z? Why do I need this type of vacation? Why do I need this type of car? Or why am I not learning enough for all these things? That's coming from the outside. So you have to make sure you're with people from the outside that will help you, not hurt you. That's the first thing. Then he says, the second, the Yetzer HaPnimi. How do you work on the Yetzer HaPnimi? That you have to remember the Yom HaMisa. How do you remember the order that you need to remember the Yom HaMisa? A person can be very depressed if they're always thinking about Yom HaMisa. I'm about to die, this, that. So I met a Yid who was a very, very, he was one of the most simchadika Yid I ever met. It was interesting at the Agudah convention. So there was one session I listened to, was about with the question and answer with Rabbi Lupiansky and Rabbi Elephant. So Rabbi, they asked basically the whole Shaila, but basically, should a person hang around with people his age, young guys, or should they be in a place that's with older people? So Rabbi Elephant, you know, it depends what's good. But Rabbi Lupiansky said that a person is with older people, so they see things that don't exist in our generation. There's a certain value to be around people from a previous generation. So every generation has its design. But the previous generation didn't have this design. They're living in a different mitzvahs. It's very good to be reminded of that every once in a while. So when I don't know what I was saying. Well, so the guy I was with, I said to the fellow, this was a Yid, it was my friend's grandfather, and he was a Vishnitzer Chassid from Vishnitz in Hungary, in Bulgaria, in Romania, like from the old home, hey, the Heim in Europe. So he was a Vishnitzer Chassid from Vishnitz, and then he moved with the Rebbe to Netanya. And when he came, it was Pesimcha Dika Yid and everything like that. His son, his grandson, my friend, one time was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was bringing him back for Pesach, for Yom Tov, to be with the family. And he was packing his grandfather's suitcase. So then his grandfather gave him this thing, a package to put in the suitcase. It was very heavy. He's like, Zaidi, what are you bringing? So I don't ask you, just pack it. So he's like, all right, but this is going to like the weight, we're going to go overweight. Pack it. He's like, Zaidi, what is this? He's like, he was hemming and hawing, and then it's tachrichim. I never leave my house without this. You have to, Chazal say, you have to be zecher yom hamisa. These are old time Yidden. These people don't exist anymore. You know, they didn't leave his house without his tachrichim. Because you have to be zecher yom hamisa. So, but this guy was the most simple guy I ever saw. So what's the point? The point is not what's going to happen when I die. The point is I have so much to live for. The point is, there's two ways to say your time is limited. You say, I have so much to do, I have so much to accomplish, so I feel like, well, or, oh man, this is my last day. You know, it's two different ways of looking at it. If you want to, if a person realizes that every day, there's a big kasha by Esav, right? By Esav, it says, the Esav came to get the Adashim from Yaakov Avinu, and it says that he came, Azart Esav, Hinani Hailach Lamos, Belomel Zilei Bukhar, Sefrek Lebusha Salanter, so he was masking Yom Amisa, and still he sinned. Because I'll say, if you're going to be masking Yom Amisa, you're not going to sin. Good Kasha. So Azart Lebusha Salanter, the point of masking Yom Amisa is, the person should realize that they have a lot of chaparayim. So if you're in this world to chaparayim mitzvahs, so yask a mitzvah, do more mitzvahs. But if you're in this world to chaparayim taivas, so it's chaparayim achataiva. It doesn't change your ashkafa. It just makes you realize, oh man, time. So if you're into ayam azeh, and it's depressing, I'm all about taiva, and I'm going to get old eventually, I'm not going to enjoy anything, and it's going to be annoying. When a person realizes, fakir, I'm getting closer to the tachlis, but I have more time to chaparayim, it's not depressing. So that's the Goyin says. The Goyin says that in order to conquer the Yetzer HaMibachutz, hang around good people and have good influence. In order to solve the Yetzer HaMibachutz, the person has to realize their priorities and make sure that they set their priorities straight. Okay? Okay. The next piece of the Goyin is a very Litvisher piece. The Goyin says the following. He says, Le'inin ha'tshuva, for tshuva, tzarech beis dvarim. For tshuva, you need two things. Echad, tikon al ha'avar. You need to misaken what you did wrong. Beis al ha'avar, you have to fix it in the future. Al ha'avar, so how do you fix the past? So, some people think, I got to suffer. I got to give myself malchus. I have to do tanesim, kapara. So God says, Alaavar, Toiv Yoiser, we call Sigufim, better than any other form of self-inflicted pain. Lasoik Batoira Ugnils Chasodem Uvize Yechuper Avoin. That Batoira of Chesed Yechuper Avoin, the Embuchesed Emes Yechuper Avoin, the Emes Yechuper Avoin. So a person's Isaac Batoira and Yosin Chesed, that will be Machapin. So it's unbelievable going. You know, it's saying, don't worry about sigufim and trying to like figure out how to give yourself, you know, punishments and stuff. Okay. Learn Torah, that'll be enough. Va'alahava ha'itza shiyasim yiras Hashem ha'ponav shakadosh baruch hu m'loich ol'arz k'voidon va'imid Allah v'roya ma'isav ve'ech lo yevosh m'ponav la'avir al'tzoynay. The more person's awareness of Hashem will give them a better way, protection against the virus in the future. So those are the two eights out of the tshuva. Then we're going to wrap up Perek Dal tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, and go right there. Okay, tomorrow I'm not in the call. I'm going to have some Wednesdays. Wednesdays I get to share from somewhere else. So it's not on Wednesdays, it's not in person. All right?
But you're still going to the